Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Tes. We're learning through the different klalim of Hilchos Shabbos. Today's shir is sponsored for Refuah Shlema for Shulamis Bas Chana. We were talking about this concept. There are certain malachas where the intent becomes determinative in the defining the malacha. So continuing along that kav, one of the most significant places where this plays out is in the malacha of Schita. So one of the Lamed Tes malachas is Dosh. Dosh is the process of threshing, which is breaking the usable kernel away from the stalk and from the husk, which is protecting it and holding on to it. So whereas burr is after both atoms already are detached, but they're in a mixture, dosh is defined by the fact that they are attached to each other in the process of breaking one apart from the other. Under the concept of dosh, we have the concept of mafarik, which is, again, to break things up into their prakim, into their pieces. Under that is the concept of schita. Schita is fruits, vegetables, which have liquid inside of them, and we are taking the liquid outside, out of the fruit. So Elohu looks at the liquid like the kernel, and the fruit like the husk. In the same way, we are extracting the kernel from the husk. We're breaking them apart. In the process of schita, we're breaking apart the usable item, the liquid, which is like the kernel, from the fruit, the husk, which is the fruit which is going to then be not used, etc. So we learn out schita from the malacha of dash. In the process of dash, the process of dash was to break apart the kernel from the shaft in order to use the kernel. So similarly, when a person does the malach of schita, he's squeezing out the liquid in order to use the liquid. That would be malach of tzricha l'gufa. A person would squeeze out the liquid not to use the liquid, it would be arguably should be malach of tzricha l'gufa. However, the Rishonim say that in a case where the person squeezes, explaining the Gemara, that the person squeezes out the liquid and the liquid is not going to be used, the liquid is halak li'ibud, it doesn't have the status of the malacha of schita / dosh at all. Because the idea of dosh is the process of extracting something to use it. If we have a situation where we're extracting it and it's halak li'ibud, it's not the bechlal, a maisa of dosh. So it's not a malacha shen etzich l'gufa. It loses its status of malacha totally. So in a case where a person is squeezing something into a hole to stop up the hole, and it's some type of a piece of cloth, it's absorbing the liquid. And as he's putting in the hole, he's squeezing out some of the liquid. If he doesn't catch the liquid, and the liquid just falls to the ground, it's going to be mutter. This plays into the question of the malacha of the issue of milking a animal on Shabbos. A person has a cow, so milking is a form of this process of mafarik, of schita. The milk inside the udder is the husk, is the kernel, is the item that you want to use. The animal's udder functions akin to the husk, is the part which is not, and you're extracting, you're breaking, right now they're together, they're considered like they're connected together. The process of milking is the process of extracting it from its container, from that which is holding it. So an animal, to milk an animal on Shabbos, to use the milk will be malacha d'oraisa, and it's aser. If you do not milk the animal, the milk builds up in the udder, and it's very painful for the animal. It has this all its weight carrying around. So the lach is you're allowed to squeeze it out, as long as the milk is halak libud. How would one do so? Either pours it onto the ground, If you have only one cow that's doable, you have many, many cows, you're going to have this filthy mess of milk all over the ground, the dirt. So you can put it into a container, but when you put it into a container, you're taking the milk out of it and you're making it into milk. So that's really not acceptable. So we have to have some type of a agent inside of the container, which is there before you milk into the container. So as soon as the milk goes into the container, the milk becomes unusable. There's soap, something of that sort, which prevents the milk from being usable and as soon as it goes into the container. And therefore, it doesn't have the status of a maisa of schita, of mafarik, and it's mutter because of the pain of the animal. This would be relevant also for a woman who has the same type of issue. She would be allowed to do so by relieving herself from her milk into a container, which immediately, as it goes into the container, it's going to become unusable. If a woman has a child who will not take any other type of sort of liquid, and she needs to get this to feed the child, that is considered a sakana for the child. She's allowed to do this process regularly, in the regular way, in order to produce milk for her child who's not taking any other source of nourishment. The details about that, a person should be in touch with their local Orthodox rabbi. Have a good day.